I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On this Thursday, let's check the weather forecast with Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us. We got rained on a couple of times here at my home last night in Champaign County, and I saw from around the county a 2-inch, a 3-inch, and a 5-inch number, though I think those were all pretty localized numbers. Maybe we should just look ahead to what the weather looks like coming up for the next week or so.
Yeah, that sounds great, because exactly what you just said, even though some areas did get a lot of rain last night, it wasn't widespread throughout the Corn Belt, so that only affected a small number of counties in proportion to where all corn and soybeans are produced in the U.S. But as we move forward, we'll see more of what we saw last night, which is where some pockets of heavier rain will develop here and there within the Corn Belt. This is all because of the muggy air mass that we have in place. And on top of that, we have some waves of energy that are rolling through. Those tend to interact late in the day and in the evening when the temperatures are the warmest. And that's why you start to see some of these heavy rain clusters later in the day and then overnight. So we'll see that for a couple more days. Once we get into the weekend, that's where things start to change a little bit. At that point in time, we'll be watching a couple of different things. Number one, we have Tropical Storm Cristobal off to the south that is moving northward and will make landfall in Louisiana on Sunday. This will be a strong tropical storm, but we're not expecting a severe hurricane or anything like that. It's just way too early in the year for something like that to happen because water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico are very warm. Well, that system is going to shift to the north early next week and then combine with a cool front that's approaching Illinois from the west. And these will all merge in some fashion over the course of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday coming up, and that will bring a lot of rain to corn and soybeans. So by the time we get a week from now, we think that most areas will have seen 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches of rain across a pretty widespread area. So that takes us now into the middle of June, and everybody will be looking okay from a soil moisture standpoint. Temperatures later next week and next weekend will be much, much cooler than where they have been. But that cool period is not going to last because we'll move back into a milder regime in about 10 to 14 days from now. With that warmer weather, a few storm systems will move across, develop some thunderstorms here or there. It's hard to say exactly where it's going to rain that far into the future. But the point is that there's a lot of time before we have to get worried about a lot of different things, just with rain coming up over the next 5 days, then some coolness, and then a mix of weather after that.
What other things are you watching here in the United States or around the planet?
Well, probably the big one is what's happening out in Russia and Ukraine. It's going to turn a lot warmer there over the next 5 to 7 days. It's a bit unclear how long that warmth will last, but they will be a lot warmer than they have been. Now, normally we'd be a little bit concerned about that because corn, sunflowers, and winter wheat are all starting to move forward in their development phases, especially winter wheat, which is now heading and filling. But the reason we're not overly concerned about it is because they've been dumped on by rains over the last 30 days. And on top of that, it's been very cool. So think about it if you lived in Kansas or Oklahoma at this time of the year. If you had just been dumped on by a lot of rain and a lot of cool weather, and then all of a sudden it was warm or hot for a week or so, it wouldn't be all that alarming. Just because you're looking at wet conditions to start. And that's kind of the situation we have there at the moment.
Anything else?
Just watching some rains in southern Brazil. There's been a drought there pretty much all growing season for second planted corn, which is now going to be harvested over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And just like things tend to work out sometimes, they've been dry for most of the growing season, and now here comes the wet weather pattern just as harvest begins. So we think that corn harvesting is going to slow in southern Brazil going forward.
Hey, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds great.
That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago.